Good afternoon, everyone. Yeah, my name is Chomba Chala. I'm from Zambia. At the same time, I'm the Youth Mapper Research Fellow. So this afternoon, we're going to look at the project that I'm currently doing. That is using OpenStreetMap to map the instances of malaria among the vulnerable people of Luano District, which is a central district in Zambia. So basically, this project is looking at how best can OpenStreetMap try to understand the vulnerability of people who are in the rural parts of Zambia. So we did this last year, but we're still doing it because there are a lot of things that we want to do. So that's where our project, or the quality of the project, where we are doing. So the area is very, very lacking, the vulnerability of the area. This area has two topographic areas. The other part is plateau, and the other part is it's not a plateau. So the other part experience most of the time flooding, as well as, you know, the climate change also situation. So that's brought also drought, and the place is less developed, and then there is a lot of poverty and diseases. So it was the old district was being said to be a district that's 3 years ago. So when it comes to vulnerability, there are a lot of things that are yet to be implemented, such as clinic, health facilities, and roads. So that's the reason why we said, okay, can we try to see if our project as OSM in Open Street, we can try to understand what is happening in that place. Yeah. So the first time that we went for collecting data, the first thing that we were trying to look was the prevalences of malaria by the age group. So remember that this is an area which is not developed. So for what we found was that the age between 5 and 14 was the highest, about 54%. So we're trying to ask ourselves what can be the reason. So we found out that if this period, I can see the just a minute. Between January and June, this is where the climax is for malaria. So, and then these are the age between 14 and 15, or between 5 and 15, they are the most vulnerable to this disease because of lack of parental care. Most of the time, at this time, most of them, they were spending more time into the field. And then when they come back, they do not pay attention to their children. The other issue that we find out was the Ministry of Health usually distribute mosquito nets as well as do indoor spray, where they go and spray in the houses. But this is a village. So what happens is when they go to distribute mosquito net, most of the people there, they are not there, they are going into the fields. The other thing is because there is no proper planning, so certain houses were left out when they were distributing mosquito net. So we tried to catch all area using OpenStreetMap by digitizing them, and then to try to find out how many houses last year were given mosquito net as well as were done with the spray. Yeah. So here the map shows the thing that you're able to see here. It's a escarpment. Okay? That is escarpment. And then so this is an area which is on the lower part, and then this one is the valley. So people in this place, there is only one clinic at Kanyesha, and then the farthest is at Copper Mine. So according to what we found, that the people that are along the road, they are the only people that have access to things like mosquito net, have access to things like spray. But the people, oh, sorry for that. The people who stays this far, they do not have access to that. At times when it rains a lot, these people are cut off from the rest of the district. So it is very difficult for Ministry of Health or any other organization that is trying to help to get the mosquito net as well as the medicine to these people. Because for you to go to this place, you need to cross the mountainous region or a valley. So to go to this place. So it's the same as Kanyesha. So we tried, by all means, it was very difficult for us even to reach there because it was done during the rain season. So this place has a catchment of about 1,000 people. And then from our research, about 178 pregnant women got malaria out of it. And then a lot were male because also they do a lot of hunting. So the male do a lot of hunting. So when they are in the bush, usually they sleep just there in the bush, or they are prone to be bitten by the mosquitoes. Yeah, so there are a lot of poachers which they poach legal meat. Yeah. And then this is an instance of malaria among under 5 children at Kanyesha Health Center. So this was a data that was collected. And then we had to find out that in February at Kanyesha, between February, somewhere there, April, that's where I've instanced over 100 people. This is like per day. They receive this per day. So that's how bad the situation is. So we were asking ourselves, why is it this period? So if you look at this period, this is the rain season period. And then this is the time when they are going into the field. Okay, so we observed something again. You know that malaria usually likes vegetation, green things, as well as water. So we're trying to look at most of the areas, they are waterlogged. So malaria is easy to breed in those areas. So when we asked people if they know the intervention of how they can prevent malaria, everyone were knowledgeable about it. But because they spend much of their time into the field, they were unable to clear out or clean their surroundings so that they can keep away the mosquito net. So you find that by the time that they are done with their cultivation in their farms, it's already a dry season. So people will keep on suffering. So this has also contributed in terms of education for the young ones. They do not go to the school. Also, most of the time when they sick, they fail also to go and cultivate. So we're trying to, by all means, we are engaging the Ministry of Health, because according to the Ministry of Health in Zambia, they want to get rid of malaria by 2021. But the reality is not possible. But in towns where we are coming from, some of us, yes, there is no malaria, but in the rural areas, that's where we have difficulties. I can give you an example. This is another health clinic, health center. It's just a health center. We are also May to April, where the same thing was happening. Yeah. One of the contributors, environmental and ecological factors, are one of the greatest contributors to the highest number of malaria cases in the district. So we observed to say in the past, the change of the climate has also contributed to malaria. Like last year, unfortunately, certain part of southern Zambia, we had no rainfall, which means if there is high temperature, the temperature is high, there is a lot of mosquitoes. So that is what is happening. The district has experienced a lot of change in the last 3 years from the meteorological department, which has also increased in diseases, not only malaria, excuse me, not only malaria, but even other diseases. The most prominent was malaria. At Odumkush, the one that I showed you here, there is another thing that we didn't understand, because this place is more of developed compared to the other one that I showed you. So we were told to say the people that come to this health post are very, those people that are coming from very, very far areas. So that are the ones that have this kind of a problem. So we also noticed to say there is too much distance, which we are also trying to compute it using the OpenStreetMap. We want to make we want to make a database that will be showing exactly where an individual is coming from when they report that this person has malaria, so that it will be very easy for the Ministry of Health and this health post to track them. because they do not have a base where they can track to say this patient is coming from that area. So that's the challenge that is there. So when you look at two factors, that is drought and floods, both these factors, they support malaria. That's the challenge that is there. So if there is no rainfall, which means there is too much sun and then there's too much heat, then malaria will come out, then mosquitoes will come out. And then if there is drought, you expect the area to be flooded, which means it will be a good place for the mosquitoes to breed. So these factors are also contributing to this issue. When there is a lot of rain, certain parts of the district, as I mentioned, is cut off, so it is very difficult for the government and other agencies that try to help to take medicine as well as mosquito net and indoor spray. And then the other challenge is when you look at the infrastructure for these places, they are not very good when it comes to indoor spray, those people that spray. You find that it's only made with grasses, the infrastructure made with grasses. So today someone may spray the house to prevent mosquitoes, but when the rains comes, that medicine or that chemicals will be washed out because of the type of the infrastructure. So malaria still continues. So it's a very, very big challenge. So this is making the Minister of Health to the issue of roads very difficult for them to take the drugs. So when I was in the field, we had even one case where a certain area that was cut off, there was reported a patient who had died. So they had to wait for 3 days in order for the rains to finish, in order for them to go there. And then it's a mountainous region. The only vehicle that goes there, it's 4x4. Yeah. All right. So from here, what we are planning to do is, as I said, we are trying to make a database only specifically for rural areas. Those are clinics that are in two rural areas. For example, the Lono district, so that people are able to be, or the Ministry of Health is able to see where the patient for malaria are coming from using our OpenStreetMap data. That is where we are doing the digitizing of the whole district. Our aim is to make sure that when that individual comes to the clinic, they must be educated on how to take care of themselves when it comes to malaria. But it is very difficult, even for Ministry of Health, to target certain areas when they are distributing mosquito net if they do not know which hotspot areas do malaria occur. So our target is to find those hotspot areas where that malaria is coming from, and then we pass on this information to the Ministry of Health. It's okay, in your planning for next year when you want to distribute your mosquito nets, please can you look at into this area, because according to the data that we are getting, these are the hotspot area that is showing on the map. So that's what we are trying to develop. Yeah. So in my conclusion, Youth Mappers are the one that is sponsoring the O project, as well as that one is my doctor, as well as the USAID, and then that's my university. Thank you.
Questions?
Yes, sir. Come again? No, both. Yes, we want to focus on both. Yeah.
Can you talk about the team that is working on this project? Who is doing the data analysis?
Okay. Okay, so on the data analysis, there are about 5 people. OpenStreetMap Zambia as one of the organizations that we're working with. Also, Youth Mappers, they're getting a lot of support from them. Also trying to get, we want to have a visualization from our Mapbox so that we can produce, because Mapbox has been also doing a lot of work in malaria in Zambia, southern part of Zambia. So we're trying to also to engage them so that they can help with the visualization. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So That is a very important question that you have asked. So they were our primary because you cannot take change or do anything in someone's land. So one thing that we did, we took the consent letter from our university, and then we got involved with everyone, including the chief, those people like the police officers, the church leaders, including the headmen, so that they understand what we are here for, including just generally everyone. So that's what we did. So we encouraged them also to make sure that if the neighbor suspects it's something to do with Maria, I should encourage someone to go to the clinic as part of our intervention, because our aim is to make sure that people be aware of it as we also try to find solution that can help them. Yeah.
Any
question?
Any more questions? All right. Thank you very much, John. Well done.